from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and my patron peeps, it's time for the podcast. My patron peeps, my regular listeners, my Apple Podcast supporters, my new listeners, welcome to the show. If you're new, we've got people that listen. We got people that listen to this. People are sleeping to this, and a lot of people are getting ready for bed and winding down because it's time for Sleep With Me. Oh, and especially brain bots. Brain bots are parts of us that are in our brains, or they could be feelings, physical sensations that tend to keep us awake. You know, they're moving around. They're never in sleep mode. Brain bots. We don't have sleep mode. We turn on, but we're during the day, whenever it's quiet, we activate, but we're never asleep. Brain bots, or, you know, other things that brain bots are a metaphor for. What's a metaphor for? Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's not here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company because the deep, dark night can be really lonely for a lot of us. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff. Whatever stuff is keeping you awake, it could be physical sensations, thoughts, feelings, whatever it is. I'm here to keep you company in the deep, dark night, to be your friend. And the show is very different. It does take a few tries to get used to, so see how it goes. I'm so glad you're here. We got some support coming up. That's how we get to put the show out for free twice a week. Then there's long meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. And then there'll be a bedtime story. So I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are what enable us to come out for free twice a week, or you can pay for an ad-free, non-ad-supported thing. Thanks. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. What part of the podcast I need you here to pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. And people are asking me, with 10 years of the show coming up, 1,200 episodes, what's the future of the podcast? And it really is in your hands. That's why I have the Sleepy Supporter Zone. So many people benefit from this free ad-supported podcast. And all it needs is like 1 out of every 10 listeners for Sleep With Me to flourish. So you got to ask yourself, am I that 1 out of 10 listeners who gets so much out of the podcast that right now I'm willing to set an alarm or take action right now and do 1 of 3 things? Support the show directly, support a sponsor, or spread the word about the show. Like, are you one of those 1 in 10 people that values the podcast? If you're that one person, just set an alarm or do 1 of those things right now. Don't put it off. And then let me know about it so I can say thank you, because there is plenty of people that say, oh, someone else will do it. Or, oh, you know what? I don't need to do it. Or, you know what? No, I've got enough going on. I'm not willing to support or do anything. We got those 9 people covered. I'm wondering if you're one of those 1 people out of 10, because that's how the show will be here for the next 10 years and even beyond. And all those other people benefit. That's what's great about it. That's why the Sleepy Supporter Zone, other than getting your attention, because I need it at this point in the show, so I can put you and those other 9 people to sleep every single night. So let me know. You support a sponsor, you subscribe to the show, you become a rebel with a cause and pay for a free podcast, or you spread the word of mouth, letting people know about the podcast. Tell me about it. Use the contact form on the website or fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can say thank you for being that one. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links to resources in the show notes, including international resources. It's about also being a part of community, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources in the show notes where you can do that. And there's links to things we're doing around the show. Supporting the Trevor Project through the Orlando Park Stop fundraiser. Supporting the actors and the writers on strike when I'm recording this currently. And supporting people experiencing homelessness through the Midnight Mission. And you could use the links in the show notes to take action and be a part of. Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song
sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thank Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want sleep phones, use our link so you can get Sleep With Me style sleep phones. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleep phones and use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind, thoughts about the past, the present, the future. So thoughts, it could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. It could be feelings, whatever's coming up for you. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and keep you company so you could fall asleep. And I do that for a couple of reasons, right? One, I know how it feels. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I know how that feels. I know the frustration or the negative anticipation. I don't know if that's what you call it, but where you're like, oh no, you know, what's going to be like tonight? Dread, I guess, is the term they use. Who's they? The term I use. So I know how it feels, and I might not know exactly what you're going through. The reason I list a bunch of different things is because I want you to know you're not alone. Because I don't know if you've had this experience. You've been in a house full of people. You've had a roommate. You've had a partner. You've had a guest over. You got a pet, whatever it is. But when you can't sleep, it does feel lonely. And sometimes, you know, I live alone sometimes. Sometimes my daughter's not there and my dog's not there. And it can feel lonely then too. But the thing, this podcast is a reminder, is that we're together alone. I don't know, it's pseudo-digital or whatever, but we're all together, and we're in this together, and maybe all of us are a little bit different facet of that. And what I mean by that is, I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I can probably relate to how it feels and say, yeah, that's tough, that's not easy. And even if I can't, there is someone listening right now who can. So that's what I mean. We're together and we're alone, or we're lonely and together, or alone together, whatever, however you want to say it, because I've never figured out a way to say it that makes any sense, but you get the gist of it, right? The other reason I make the show is even more important, which is you. You deserve a place you can get some rest. You deserve the rest you need so your life is more manageable. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread, that you could look forward to, or at least feel neutral about. And that's what I want to provide for you, because the thing is, like, if you're getting the rest you need, your life is better. That means the whole world is a better place to be in. And that is true. And it's also important that it's your world, and that's important. Our world needs you, and it just needs you, you know, it doesn't need you all at once being perfect or whatever. It just needs you, you know, it'd be nice for you to be in this world a little bit more rested, right? And it'd be nice for the world to have you here a little bit more rested. So those are the reasons I make the show. What I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to forget what I was talking about, so that's what pointless meanders and superfluous tangents is, where I double back, say, what was I talking about? So there's that. Creaky dulcet tones means my voice is just not traditionally soothing. This is a podcast you don't really listen to, but you can listen to it. You could listen to it, but you don't have to. So that's a little bit different at first. You're kind of barely actively passive. You're almost passive. Like, a lot of people say active or passive is either or neither nor. But I'm just a bore that maybe one day you'll barely adore. Sorry, I just broke into poetry there. Or rhyme. Yes, correct, brain. My brain said that is not poetry. That was rhyming. Thank you. It was poetic. Could I say it was poetic rhyming? No, definitely not. Was that iambic pentameter? What do you call a pie-eating contest where you're eating poetry-based pies? Not iambic pentameter. Okay. What do you call poetry, what do you call pie made by a poet? Okay, my brain is now just left the building. So, what was I saying? Oh, this is a podcast. You know, obviously, I mean, you say there's something to what he's saying. It just never gets there. And I'd say iambic pentameter. I don't know, like a tameter. So that's where, like, if I knew what iambic pentameter, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. So this is a podcast you just barely listen to, like a friend talking that you're not really paying attention to, but I don't care. You could say, oh, that's funny, almost, Scoots, that's great. I'm picturing, you know, poets eating pie now. Okay. So it's a podcast kind of past, I don't know. You just like sand going through your hands, out of focus picture. And or abstract painting out of focus, I guess, would be more accurate. Also, it's a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. Like when I first started making this podcast, there wasn't really sleep podcasts. Now there's a ton of them. But this is a sleep podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. That's what never worked for me about other sleep audio. It didn't put me to sleep. And I kept thinking about that and I couldn't get over it. That's why these shows are over an hour. No pressure to fall asleep. There's people who listen to the show who can't sleep at all or who need a break during the day. And so I'm here for them to the very end. But that also means I'm here for you even if you're not listening to me. So that's really it's a conundrum. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bud, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your boar bruh. Your boar bestie, your friend, and just keep you company while you fall asleep, to take your mind off of stuff, to be a friendly presence. Now, the other thing about that is that most people don't like me at first, or don't understand, and they get frustrated, or they get here and they're skeptical. And so if you're feeling that way, that's very understandable, because this show is very different. It takes a few tries to get used to. And that's what just lots and lots and lots and lots of people over the past 10 years have told me. Took two or three tries to get used to the show. Sometimes that's over years of period. Like sometimes someone listens twice. This is not a common occurrence, but I'd say maybe 5% of listeners say, I'll never listen to that man again. He doesn't even have a rocker to be off of his rocker. And then a few years later, maybe someone else recommends it or they try it again and they're in a little bit different space and they say, oh, now I get it. He was serious. We don't listen to him and he doesn't put you to sleep. And that's what really works about the show. So give it a few tries and see how it goes. You really have nothing to lose. And here's the other thing. Not only do you have nothing to lose if you give this show a few tries, if it doesn't work for you or you're already 100% sure, and that's pretty common, too, that you don't like me or the show or that it's not for you. SleepWithMePodcast.com/no thank you has other sleepy stuff on there. So give that a try. All right. There's other sleep podcasts and other stuff on there you could check out to put you to sleep. So check those out. What else we got? Sleep with me, like it doesn't put you to sleep. But most people don't. Oh, structure of the show also throws people off. So I'll tell you about the structure of the show. It starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and they say a few other things. So you feel seen and welcomed in. You say, I might check that podcast out. Then there's ad support, so the show can be free. Because honestly, there's a lot of work that goes into this podcast, and there's a lot of people that get a lot out of listening to the free show. And that's important to me, is many people benefiting from the podcast as they can. Then there's the intro, which is a meandering. I go on and on and on. And the intro isn't so much meant to put you to sleep, but to ease you into bedtime and introduce you to the show and to be a buffer before the bedtime story. You could use it as part of your wind down routine, your getting ready for bed routine, your in bed getting comfortable routine, or you could fall asleep, or you could skip it and start the show 20 or 30 minutes. But for as you become a regular listener, you'll kind of see what works for you. But for most people, it's something that eases them into bedtime. I tuck you in a little bit. Then there's support again, and then there'll be our bedtime story tonight. It'll be our episodically modular series journey into the world of friends, about friends playing a game together, or, well, they're creating a game, and then they kind of became a part of the game, but they're really journeying into the world of friendship. You know, what could be a better place to journey into the world of? So that'll be a nice story. Then there's thank-yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. And why I make the show, I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. And I really hope we can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do this for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. I almost forgot that I was supposed to introduce our podcast here, our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. What could be more sleepy than friends playing, building, playing, and now fully immersed I think that's what's happening in a game, a role-playing game. They're playing roles, but their first role is friendship, and they'll kind of set everything up because they usually have a meeting. Let's go from here to our sorry to slow things down even further, but talk about like an adventure and friendship and friendly faces. My dial of destiny was all hands on the clock were pointed towards amazement because he's so humble. He didn't, you know, he doesn't hype it up. I mean, I thought I was blown away when I saw him on the challenge. But, I mean, when I saw Mr. Antonio Banderas on in Indiana Jones, and honestly, like, I guffawed and I made some sort of joy whoop. I think some poet once called it that. I don't know who it was, but, like, I think they had a better term for it. But some utterance, an involuntary utterance of joy came out of my mouth. I'm not kidding, Antonio. Good thing I was going to a matinee that was actually full. So great news. I couldn't be there the first 2 weeks. I'm sorry. But, you know, I wanted to make sure you got that third week bump. And my theater was packed. It wasn't technically, well, can't remember if the ticket was a matinee. It was 4:45 p.m., and it was me and a squad of retirees hiding out from the heat, man. But you brought the heat. If you ever want to go swimming, like holy cow, you were. So by the way, I'm saying that in the Indiana Jones Dial of the Destiny, I've got Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Antonio Banderas in addition to a huge, Harrison Ford and an amazing cast. So, holy mackerel. I'm not speechless because I can't be speechless on a sleep podcast, but here's Mr. Antonio Banderas. Is the friends beyond the binaries, ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, it's time, tick tock, for your destiny to be dialed in to friendship. In the journey into the world of friends. Yippee. Thank you, my friend. That's very kind. And all the listeners, thank you so much. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas, and this is Journey into the World of Friends, everybody. Okay. What in the name of me being your grace? Everybody else is still slowly stirring. At least I'm cuddled here with Granada of Darmok. I'm just piecing things together. Your Grace, Lord Von Chill, is piecing things together, everybody. And I'm going to stay in character, as that's how I'm able to handle what's happening. We are in a giant round tube that we used a pulley system created by Granada of Darmok to climb up into, and then we tested it to make sure it was secure. And then we realized we would need a night of rest before we headed in, and also to kind of let things calm down. I mean, we did make our way towards this next room. Let me actually review things. This is your grace. I see you're all, no one, I'll just review things. I'll try to give us a little recap. Full recap. Okay. Well, everybody's waking up. Thank you, Granada of Darmok, for that. That was not a careless whisper in my ear, but okay. So we are adventurers, a party of adventurers. Some would say we're friends, though we had gone our separate ways after another adventure, and we were brought together once again by Wada, our wizard, bold and intelligent, keen and cunning Wada, and to take on it. Well, we're also brought together by the Baron of the Boiled. That's where it gets complicated. Originally, we were building a campaign to practice friendship and adventuring for other adventurers. And as part of that campaign, we were called together by the Baron of the Boil, the beloved leader of Florida, the state of Sun, who had finally taken over control of the water flow from the north to the south to make sure it was mostly freely distributed. The Baron had come out on top, but then after years of good years, you know, whatever they call them, years of honey and rose or whatever, and bread and things, the water flow started to deteriorate, and no one knew why. But maybe the Baron, now I'm realizing maybe the Baron of the Boil had an idea or an inkling, because it turned out Vendul, a foundling of, is that what Vendul is? Nobody knows the Vendul, part cool-blooded, part warm-blooded, possibly a wizard also, powerful wizard, very well, like went to the best mage college. I don't know, is there more than one mage college? University. Excuse me, but you know, my family owns a few universities, Wada. No, I'm kidding. I mean, the few, that's an underestimate. Anyway, Vendul, it turns out, was behind this water flow, but we didn't really know more. So we ventured here to the park, the land of leisure, on a mission from the Baron of the Boil, because the Baron of the Boil's son had gone on an adventure, ostensibly to stop Vendul and to restore the free flow of water. What we've learned since then is that the Baron of Boyle's son fell into the hands of Vendul. We don't know the state of that, the Baron of the Boil, though we do know the state of two adventurers, at least from that party, who are, you know, depending on how you view things, with the one or three or four of the Florences, maybe the Florence the Supreme Being, who I know, I realize, is Eleanor, is one of a Supreme Being. And we found a note, we journeyed into the world of friends, because the old attraction based on friends that sing famous song rebooted twice. Attractions, I guess, spread around the globe, but this one in the World of Leisure is where we were. We also had a mission. You know, if we couldn't fulfill our mission, I may not be remembering everything correctly, but because there's also a Well of Magic, which we are familiar with. Otherworldly power underneath the park here. And that's why all the parts of this attraction have come to life. All the characters in the attraction are alive and sentient. And it's very complicated how that happens, but probably something like a soul well. And we met Mary Bear, who was helping. We helped repair some of the parts of the ride. And Mary Bear, you know, begged us not to set we're also tasked with if the Baron of the Boyle tried to strong arm Vadul, that did not work. So if we cannot defeat Vadul and get the Baron of the Boyle's son, we were to set the things to flood this area so that the well of otherworldly magic could never be accessed. And that eventually would also restore the free flow of water. Because here on the other side of the park, powered by the sea and giant seawalls, I don't understand that part, but are these locks that control the fresh water flow that have been shut off or something? Now, we learned the reason they were shut off is because the Baron of the Boyle is trying to dry out the water and to dig out this... power source. I'm really going on here. But this is what we need to know. Plus, everybody's still waking up or falling back asleep, which is great. Nobody needs to wake up here at all. Nobody needs to. I'm just running through this because I guess I'll take lead this week. Nobody calls me your grace or my grace for nothing. Okay, so... that was what our plan was. You defeat Vadul, save the Baron of the Boyle's son, save the world. And if we had to set the area to flood, we would do that too. And we're willing to, up until recently, where our party kind of split on, hey, these are sentient, these are ride characters that are sentient. They can't leave the area. They're somehow physically connected to. They can only exist within their attraction. And so, if we were to flood the area, this attraction and other attractions, which we can presume, have gained some sentience as well. So we were debating that when. Granat of Darmok found a note on one of the Baron of the Boyle's adventuring party saying, we put these runes into this thing, this magic device, and already started the process of, I guess they're runes that would, like, I don't know, why do you kind of explain it to me? There's, like, different runes for different properties, powerful properties, and all, if all the runes activate at once, then that would cause the undoing of all the locks and the entire area. And so they're pulling magic, I don't know, from the air or something. So they're charging, I guess. We talked about this late into the night while everybody else was sound asleep. Put me right to sleep eventually. Thanks, Wada. But those runes had been activated by the Baron of the Boyle's son's party. And now we say, well, should we deactivate it? We don't know what to do. I guess in some sense now we don't have to choose. We still have to, you know, complete our two missions, ideally, and then we could shut off the thing. If we don't shut it off, like either way, it sounds like the world's in great shape now. All will be well, as Emma Otter once said. So what we're doing now, while we're sleeping in, this is from climate control is what they called these back in the before time. This giant tube we're in is in the ceiling of Journey into the World of Friends, and we're going to navigate it into the next room. Hopefully my voice isn't carrying, but I think your bodies are in the way, so... And I'm not, you know, I'm using my indoor voice, my quiet indoor voice anyway. But so we're going to go into this next room, which I guess is the finale of the ride, Wada was explaining to me. And somewhere in that room is Mary Bear said, probably still up in the ceiling, is a pretend hot air balloon. In the basket of the hot air balloon is a key to the security room underneath this attraction. And I guess we're in a little bit, is this one of these boondoggles as part of the adventure? Is there a more efficient way to do this adventure than getting this key and going to the security room? Then we still, I mean, we do have time, but Mary Bear made it clear that, that would be like, we're going to need more resources if we want to defeat Vidul. Also, we learned that, these sentient beings can produce beautiful music and dance, and that touched my heart and made me want to fix things, you know, complete all our missions and not save the world at the expense of these sentient friends. Sorry, thank you for correcting me. At our friends, even though they're called friends. And, you know, Zell feels very strong about them because, you know, as I know, Zell sleeps with stuffies, and these are like little stuffed animals, a little bit bigger than, you know, a stuffed animal, size of a child. And, you know, they are aged, but they are still cute. And so we're going to go into this room. Ideally, perfect, we're in the ceiling. It'd be great if we could just sneak in with stealth, get the key, and go from there. And I think that's everything. Is there anything else I'm missing? Oh, what else? I think they caught us up. Some of Vidul's minions came because they saw Mary Bear, and they knew Mary Bear had been in another place. And so Mary Bear is starting a word of mouth to let other toys know. Oh, Mary Bear's behind us. Oh, hey, Mary Bear. Because you're going to go in the room. Mary Bear is wearing a vest and an alpine hat, looking like an alpine. Are those lederhosen? Okay, they are. So Mary Bear's going to spread the word to the other friends. Sorry, sometimes I call you toys, but I know you're friends, Mary Bear. So that's our plan. That'll help create a distraction for us. It's also a clock for our friends. You know, now Vidul's going to know the friends are up to something. But as far as we know, they don't know we're here. And I think that's everything. So does anybody have anything? Okay, go ahead, Eleanor. So what should our plan be? Well, I'd say Granada, why don't you go first, and we'll slowly follow behind at a distance. Maybe I'll go last, Mary Bear, you could be in between us. Mary Bear, why don't we go Granada, Zell, Mary Bear, Eleanor, Wada, and I. How's that sound to everybody? Okay. Granada, why don't you? Okay, so in proceeding. Okay, good. Okay, so far so good. Very stealthily. And first thing you notice is a lot of noise, echoey noise, banging, hammering, clanking, raised voices, like a hum of activity. And okay, now I'm at a junction, and we've seen these junctions in other places where we had to climb over it, but I'm going to look down in this junction and see what I can see. Okay, can't get a full, the room is very dusty, and I can't get a full view of the room. I just looked down and came back. Don't worry, I'm not talking while my head's down there. But what I can see is that the canal that runs through the center of the room is drained, in the canal, the part I can see is full of different, some big rocks, some small rocks, some piles of sand. And there's friends working on the rocks, but there's also, Mary Bear, maybe you could help us with this. There's friends that are like friends stuck together, but they're moving around like they're one sentient being, one of which is very, very large. Mary Bear, could you help us? Yeah, this is Mary Bear. Those are changed friends, changed at the hands of a duel by some sort of magic process where it's called the Voltron. And that's what Venduul does, is Voltron, the Venduul says something like Voltron, Mighty Morphin, something else. There's different size. One we call a giant friend, which is many, many friends into one body. And most of those friends were taken from other rooms that are a little bit more empty now. And then there's big friends, which are not as big as the giant friends. And those friends have, Venduul also has not total control over them, but an influence over them. They kind of just what we've been told when I've tried to secretly communicate with them is that there's just a dull buzz. And so they just do what Venduul says, which is, and then there's ones that are about the size of all of you. We don't have a name for them. I mean, you're kind of like human-sized friends, but that's too long. So we just say those friends. And so the three different sized friends are actually, someone said they're moving in and out of this room. They take these giant rocks outside of the attraction, Venduul's extracting from somewhere using other non-ride beings, but because we're so plentiful, they bring the rocks in, and then we change the sizes. And so the larger friends carry the rocks, and then they bring them to a northern part of the ride, where apparently, so Venduul is using it to reflow the water and dry out areas, and then also taking rocks as they dig out. And someone actually said, I believe it was someone who was become a friend who was one, and actually they're a seal. They said that this is not rock. It's quarl. So that's what's happening, is they're changing the size of rocks to fit what Venduul needs the rocks for, or making them into dust, which also Venduul needs, because Venduul's trying to change the flow of the water. Okay, that's interesting. Thank you, Mary Bear. Okay, so we can't, can you see, Granada, you can't see the balloon, huh? Okay, no. So we need to find the balloon. Granada, why don't you go down Mary Bear, you said the balloon, right now we came in the east side of the room, right? And is I can't remember, is it in the south, or where's the rock? I wrote it down somewhere where we're discussing our ideas. Okay, so it should just be north of us, right? Because we're already in the room. So why don't you take that junction to the right, Granada, and see where that goes, and then come back. But don't do anything, okay? Okay. Okay, Granada. You didn't. Okay, so Granada's back. Okay, Granada, what do you see? Okay, good news, not great news. So I went a bit further, and not that far down, and that's kind of why the sounds are so clear. There's the roof and part of the attraction has fallen in, but I can see the balloon. But the balloon is like right above. So there's two bridges over the canals. I got a better view now that I know what I'm looking at from Mary Bear. So there's two. So on the west wall is a giant opening, and that's where some of the rocks are coming in. Now, not that far from the giant opening is a ramp down to the canal where they're working on the rocks, and a ramp up, and then there's a bridge, one bridge going north to connect out another giant opening where they must be bringing the rocks out. And on that bridge is some sort of being, maybe like, something not friendly. So let me see. I did try. It's dark in there. Yeah, so on the bridge, the northern bridge, are two, like a little bit bigger than us, I don't know, orcs or ogres? I don't know. And then there's also giant and human size, and mid size of these large friends. Then there's kind of a peninsula, right, where the northern bridge comes out of. And on the peninsula, there's also at each, there's an up ramp and a down ramp on either side of the bridge. One going down on the left side of the bridge, the west side, and one coming up on the east side of the right side of the bridge. And they're kind of curved, because there's big rocks. And there's also like two orgs or ogres or whatever. And they're mostly encouraging the hard work of the friends. And then on the other side of the bridge near the big opening is another ogre type, not that far from the balloon. Like from, if they looked up, they could easily see the hot air balloon. A lot of times they do have their back to it. Now below us, I can't see what's below us. And I could just barely see that there's another bridge, to the west and below us, so there's probably other, and there's activity there too. Okay, Lord Von Chill here. So this is not, oh no. Let me not, okay. Well, so at this junction, not sure what we should do then, because we have to get, it looks like we need to learn more. Granada, like, what if you went to the, so this kind of thing falls apart, our tube falls apart up there, you're saying, where the roof fell in. Could you see if there's any way for us to sneak in on the east side, so on the right side, and back, so that you could you and, I don't know, Eleanor or Zell try to get it in there? And see if you could see what's under us, and see if you could stealthily get in that room. Yeah, we could do that. Okay, so let's, I just got to say, though, before we try, I do have a concern that I haven't spoken about. This is Granada of Darmok, and, Temba when the walls fell, but, or Temba, the thing is that, this is very strange, right? We used to be making this game. Now, as far as I've been able to tell, because a few days have passed, at least in the game, we're actually here. This room seems to have quite the level of peril, so I'm just wondering what'll happen to us, because we haven't really been involved in any trouble, right? I mean, a minor amount of it, and I do feel it, from sleeping in this tube, I have a couple aches, and I'm baffled. I don't know if that's the right word. Does anybody else feel that way? This is Wada. I understand how you're feeling. I feel frustrated. Yeah. And I share your concern. Does anybody else? Yeah. This is Eleanor. I also I've been in touch with the Florences, so I have a little bit of comfort with this. But yeah, this is Zell. Could I just add, I'm feeling the same thing, But I kind of feel like we're past, we've passed a point, you know, like where, like, and I'm not, I'm I, like Renata, Wada, Eleanor. I totally understand. Mary Bear is actually staring at us while we're talking about this. And so I think we've passed a point of, so I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss too, but all I know is we have to probably go forward. Yeah, because then now, as we know, there's not doing nothing's not an option. So, Lord Vanchel, I guess everybody's saying how they feel. Okay, Mary Bear, how are you feeling? This is Mary Bear. I mean, you know the situation we're in, so I'm having trouble relating to your feelings, but I can respect them. Lord Vanchel here. You know, I feel more than frustration. You know, I feel like pumpkin crashing. Is how I feel. If I could put, you know, action to my feelings, what's pumpkin crashing? Pumpkin crashing is when you take a pumpkin. You know, when they celebrated the All Hallows Eve, right? Oh yeah, Mary Bear knows about it. So All Hallows Eve is this thing, like, have you all celebrated? You're familiar. Okay. You've seen the films or you celebrate it. And one of the things we would do is go up to the ramparts and because they had the lanterns of jackals, right? And we would throw at the end of All Hallows Eve, at the strike of the end of the night and the beginning of the day, we would throw the pumpkins off the ramparts, the lanterns of jackals, and we would say pumpkin smash, pumpkin crash, and it was relieving, but it was also, it was part of our family's belief system. It was, I don't want to get into that because there's even stronger feelings there, but it was a way to express my feelings. Mary Bear, go ahead. Yeah, it just made me think of something. You know, there's a storage room that, I think it was one of those junctions back there. It's, like, actually in the wall between the two rooms where they would store the, because this would have an overlay of, for Halloween. They would dress us up for Halloween and for, what do they call that? Christmas holiday. For Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, they would dress us up and we would celebrate in New Year's. And all that stuff was stored in a storage room in between the two buildings. It's still there because sometimes I go there when I'm looking for extra parts. So, I don't know, maybe the storage door... I didn't even think about it because you'd have to go, you could get in, but then you'd have to go down the, between the two walls, but you could make more noise probably because the walls would dampen it. And there should be a door into this room, from the storage room. The door for our room is blocked. So I'd have to, that was back when I was better at climbing, but I can't climb anymore. Okay. Lord Vanchel here. I'm thinking of an idea. I'm thinking okay, here's what we're going to do. Granada, can you go see if you can get into the room and just do some more scouting for us? And then I'm formulating a plan or options, if everybody's okay with that. Okay, Granada's are. Oh, you're already back, Granada. Okay, yeah, so Granada of Darmok here. So... I did stealthily get in, I was able to get from this conduit to part of the roof and do that fairly quietly. And I don't think all of us as a party would be able to do that, but I could see the rest of the room. Underneath us is a bridge. There's a rest area against the eastern wall with a lot of friends. That's where they rest, and it looks like they're repairing one another, maybe, Mary Bear? Mary Bear is nodding enthusiastically. So that's where they go when they're not working with this coral or whatever. there's also other orgs or ogres or whatever, keeping an eye on stuff, not on the resting ones, but more on the work activity. I could also see the balloon. And so I think that me and someone else that's very nimble or has like powers in case, do you know any levitation spells, Wada? Okay, tell us more of what you're thinking. Well, Lord Von Chill, what was your plan? Okay, that was my plan was, here's the thing. We got a couple options. I was running some numbers in my head, and you're saying there's between 6 and 8 ogres or orcs. You're not sure. Either way, and there's probably one that's like a lead, like you said, there's a couple that are bigger, right? Now, so the best case scenario, if we were to charge in, if the larger friends were passive, we would still barely, we're at like a 50-50. I mean, I say 60-40 for us, chance of victory. If there's no one else comes for backup and none of the friends do anything, maybe 70. I mean, I'm pretty confident, but I'm still saying best case scenario, 70-30. But we'd still, even at 70-30, we'd need some rest. And with those giant openings and stuff, I just don't see that happening. Now, of course, you know, I'm concerned for Granada of Darmok. I have strong feelings for Granada of Darmok and Wada. But if you could get there, we could go down. This is what I'm thinking, All Hallows Eve. Now, this isn't normally a plan I would come up with, but Scooby, you know, that wrote the other adventure, always had it. It was part of it, like Space Whales and Trick or Treating. I think that was one of their autobiographies. We go down, we dress up like friends, like we're amalgamated friends or whatever it is, large human sized friends. And we act the part. Now Mary Bear goes and helps some of the friends and maybe spreads the word. So we'll split up. I'll go by myself to the lower bridge. Zell and Eleanor, you sneak if you can get, this would be just best case scenario, right? If you could get into the canal, then get towards the main bridge, right? But from the canal, it's going to take some risk, but that way everyone would be looking down to the south, right? Okay, no, I'll do the first distraction. I'll just trick or treat on the bridge. I'll get in the room if we can get into the room. I mean, there's a lot of assumptions here, but this is also a flexible plan. I'll create a southernmost distraction on that bridge. During the first distraction, Wada and Granada, you get as close as you can and see what way you're going to get to the balloon, right? I know I could tell Granada you want to use levitation or your whatever that thing is with the hook, grappling hook. You love that grappling hook. And so after I've created my distraction and the orcs or orgs start to react to it, but I'm not going to try to do anything, then Mary Bear, if you could create a distraction. If not, you know, so then we're creating 3 different sets of distractions, if we can, while you're getting the keys. Now, the next thing would be us getting out of the room and meeting back up. And I don't know what we would do or I don't even know where we should go next, actually. Or, I mean, we start and we work our way. We deal with everybody in the room. Hope the toys. Mary Bear, do you think you could get the bigger toys to work with us? Not sure. Okay. Hopefully they, okay, so again, 70-30, Mary Bear says they'd be passive. So that's not worth the risk. Because I was going to say we could just power through, then go through the large northern hole into the next room. But Mary Bear, you said there's some sort of underground thing. What about getting to the roof? Is that possible? like Granada? Like, do you think that's possible? So it could be possible. Okay, so what do we do that? Okay, so how would you two would get to the roof? Okay, so I guess then we have a couple other options. We could go back through. Okay, yeah, I guess we would either try to get to the roof, try to get out back through the like the storage room, and or Mary Bear. Okay, go ahead, Mary Bear. There's also like, yeah, you could go through somewhere maybe covered by rocks, but it isn't a is the drain for where they would drain the water out of. Now that's the drain, that you same drain you saw in one of the handy halls where there are beings down there. But the worst case scenario, you could try to go through the drain. And that, like, I can write out a map for you to get to the net where you need to go to get to access the security room. But also, yeah, some of the light is provided by these clear plastic domes. So I think Granada and Wada could get to that room as well, or you could all get there. Okay, so let's try it then. What does everybody think? Okay, so let's do some basic maths. Okay, so, oh boy, I shouldn't have looked at the math before we acted. Okay, but we have to go. Okay, so we're going to go down. Granada, can I give you a yes? See you soon. Wada, best to you. Okay, so they're going out and trying to climb and get ready. Okay, now we're going down. Now we're dressing up. Okay, this is pretty cool. There's like a lot of stuff we can dress up as. Okay, now, okay, getting this door open is unexpectedly difficult. And it's going to take Zell and I a bit of repeated effort. That is a lot of noise. I'm hearing some other noise, though. So Wada must have known. Wada's creating some sort of wind noise. Okay, we got the door open. Okay, let's slowly, okay, nobody noticed, except for the friends. Oh, Mary Bear, go ahead. Mary Bear's hugging some of the friends that are lying here. Oh, yeah, and we're kind of shaded by the caved-in roof from view. That's why the friends are laying around. Mary Bear's talking to the friends and nodding to us and nodding and thumbs-upping. Half-halfing me? Okay, yeah, oh, by my costume, I forgot, I was trick-or-treating. Okay, so, Zell and Eleanor, okay, yeah, let's hug, okay. Yeah, no, this is friends, we'll do this together, it'll be okay, as Sam Otter said. So I'm going to go down and go across, like, the bridge comes across to here, so I'm going to go down, walk down to that bridge, like, I'm watching how they're moving, very, simply, I'm going to walk and then go up to that guard on the bridge and say, hey, I'm trick-or-treating, but I'll try to use, like, a friend's voice. Maybe I'll even sing the friend's song. Welcome to the world of friends. Come on in, or whatever it is. And then you two head to when I get down there, this is perfect. You'll be able to fall right into the thing, the canal, up against this part of the roof that fell in. Okay, looks like Wada and Granada are ready to go. And so I'm going to go. I'm trick-or-treating. Just going to walk here like Frankie, right? I'm going to put my arms out like I'm Frankie. Oh, you see, yeah, I'm a friend. I'm trick-or-treating. What trick-or-treating? What am I doing? I'm get back to work. Trick-or-treating. Is there something wrong with this friend? Okay, call trick-or-treating. Yeah, call over the other worker or the other guards. Trick-or-treating. Okay, Zell and Eleanor in there. Okay, and they're at the bottom one. Oh, boy, that's not good. Wada just fell down. Now everybody's looking over. Wada looks okay. Granada threw the grappling hook and got hooked on the basket, but Oh, there goes Eleanor and Zell. And they seem to be trick-or-treating now. At least, oh, now I'm better roll the dice because these two guards are attempting to deal with me. Luckily, these two are just entry level, so this is not going to be too much of a... okay, Eleanor, you know, I can do both things. It seems to be that, okay, they're, okay, they're focused on, okay, now the toys are, oh, wow, they're throwing those rocks, Mary Bear... Oh, like everybody's pretending to trick or treat. That's a trick. So this is working. I'm just not going to move down here because now I have three, two dispatched and one more headed towards me. And Eleanor and Zell are okay. And looks like Wada is just like, okay, Wada is a one-on-one. Oh, no, Granada's now in the basket of the balloon and has the key. Okay. And now, Granada's helping Wada. Okay. They only have one to deal with. Okay. So, we didn't have a symbol. So I'll just make a pumpkin smash. I'll just keep yelling that very loudly. Pumpkin smash. Oh, now everybody's yelling it. I'm backing up, towards this room here. Okay, I'm the only one. Hi, Mary Bear. Thanks for starting that. Okay, so I'm going to have to go back in here. And, Granada's going to the roof. Wada. Yeah, Wada jumped in and is coming around. Wada, let me pull you out of the canal here. But we are cut off from Zell and... Eleanor. Okay, so what if we could use range? Thunderwave. That's a great idea. And I'll nod with my head and say pumpkin smash. They could go through the bottom there. Oh, okay. Whoa, boy. This is good. The at some point, Vidul's going to know what's happening. But actually, splitting in three different ways is great. Okay, they're headed towards the drain. Okay, so we will keep, using my bow and arrow, my trusty bow and arrow. Okay, Granada's through the roof and gone, and hopefully totally safe. We didn't really come up with a meeting place. That was a hole in my plan. I mean, the next room, which we all have maps. Oh, Mary Berry gave us maps at least. Okay, so, it is a bit chaotic here. So they don't, oh, they didn't realize our costumes worked. So they didn't realize, so this is good. Now they don't know who's who. So let's get out of here. Mary Bear, you're going to be okay? Just do our part. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we can't get to the drain. There's too many ogres. They're gone. Let's go, Wada. And we've made our getaway, and we'll climb. Okay, Wada, let's close that door up. Good thing we left these ropes here. Maybe we could try to get to the roof and meet up with Granada. And hopefully, Wada and, I'm sorry, Wada. Yeah, okay, I can help you climb, no worries. No, I did. Yeah, I did take a couple. Do you have? You do have a potion. Thank you. Okay, so we're climbing up. So you think we could get to the roof? Because Granada said, "Not sure." Oh, Granada's right. I can see Granada. Okay, they don't see us because it's so chaotic down there. Okay, thank you. Oh, there's the grappling hook. Okay, so we'll climb across. Okay, Wada. Oh, you're gonna levitate because you fell last time. Oh, you did levitate. Wow. Okay, I'm going to go. Oh, I'm swinging. Okay, I'm holding. Now I'm repelling. It's going up. Okay, I'm climbing. Hello, Granada. So good to see you, Wada. Let's have a group hug. So we're on the roof. We can make our way towards, we're supposed to head. This roof is pretty empty. This is the only big hole in it. And we want to head towards the upper north east corner skylights. Yeah, hopefully they'll find us. I wonder what Zell and Eleanor are doing right now. Okay, Zell, we're in here. Now, the good news is I don't think anyone noticed us getting in here because of the large rocks and the fact that the giant friends were throwing rocks. And I think they were following, because we didn't really engage that much. They were more focused on Wada and Lord Von Chill. But do you think we should put some distance? We could follow this path from Mary Bear for a ways. Okay, so we're going to head this way. And then I believe we're going to go right here. No, left here. No, I believe left. Thank you, Zell. Thanks, yeah. Okay, at the next junction, we're going to turn right. Okay, now there's a door. And I hear activity on the other side of the door. No, not not talking. What if you go back? Because we came through the other door that was open. Can you go back and seal that door and then put some noises on there? I think we should rest and evaluate things. Because we still have a little ways to go. But I don't think we should go through this door if they're not going to pursue us right now. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's rest. You got that door secure? And okay, we'll hear anybody coming. Okay, and we have a distance from us. Okay, so let's rest here then. I'm sure they're all fine, and I'm sure this is going to work out great. So let's rest together, and good night, Zell. Oh, good night, Eleanor. Okay, yeah. No, we can hold. Well, let's hold one another. Yeah, I think so. This is a condition for holding, because all will be well. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. And again, if for some reason you're listening to support the show on Patreon, make sure to set up your bonus content, sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron feed from your phone or your tablet's browser. Log into your Patreon account using your password and username, and you'll get a screen that says Acast for Patreon. You'll click allow, and then you'll pick your podcast app from the list. If you don't have a podcast app on the list you use, or you're not familiar with you're not really familiar with podcasting apps, download Pocket Casts first from either the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, depending on whatever tablet or phone you use, and then go through those steps. And I know There podcast also does work on computers. I mean, just have it to very, 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 very tiny, like, percentage of people that don't listen on phones. And then out of those, most of those people listen on a tablet. But, you could still listen to the bonus content on a computer if that's how you listen. I want to thank Leo, Jenny, and Adi. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Carol Lee, Heather, and Stephanie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Annalise, Carrie, and Jonathan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Carol, Mark, and Lisa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Heather, Stephanie, and Savannah, thank you, thanks, and good night. EJ, Tammy, and Kira, thank you, thanks, and good night. Lucas, Natasha, and V, thank you, thanks, and good night. And India, Grace, and Cynthia. Thank you. Thanks, good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show on Patreon or supports it directly on Apple Podcasts. And thanks, everybody that supports our sponsors. And thanks, everybody who spreads the word in a free way. But this is a hugely powerful way to support the show if you're not in a position to support the show or to support the sponsors. Just spreading the word about the podcast, letting somebody know about it on social media, on a forum you're on, in person, whatever it is, by email, and say, hey, this is what I like about Sleep With Me. This is how I found it, and these are some of my favorite episodes. I mean, if you do it on social media, you do those like three different posts or whatever over time. You say, hey, I listen to a show called Sleep With Me. Here's what it is. Then another time when you feel like you have time or it's appropriate, say, hey, here's some of my favorite episodes of Sleep With Me. And then, hey, this is like what I like about Sleep With Me or what it does for me or whatever. So if you do that, it's a huge way to help the show. I appreciate it. And here's Scoots, either Scoots Tuck You In sponsor or Scoots asking for support. And that's how we got finally up to 600. By the time you hear this, we should have 600 free shows in the archives, ad-supported shows. So it's great for everybody that relies on the ad-supported podcast. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.